This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Well, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are worldwide on American Forces Radio, coast to coast on a bunch of great radio stations. Now, I'm getting the signal here, I believe we have Arsenio Hall joining us right now on the phone. Arsenio, can you hear me?
Yeah, Tom, what's up, man?
Hey, how are you? A fellow Cleveland guy.
Yeah. What part of Cleveland are you from?
Shaker Heights. What part are you from?
I'm actually born on 82nd in Kinsman, but I spent a lot of time in Warrensville, which is a rapid transit away from you in Shaker Heights.
Yeah. Hey, you want a good laugh? Do you know who lives in Shaker Heights now in your world?
Drew Carey.
No, Geraldo Rivera.
Oh, I wish it was Drew Carey.
So do Geraldo's neighbors.
Oh.
I read that.
And,
I guess
where's Christy from?
I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Josh is from St. Louis.
Right on. It sounds good. How y'all doing this morning? What y'all talking about?
Well, let's see. We were talking
difference between marijuana and hemp. We got into a fight.
we were talking.
I was just up in Denver, and they got gas and grass. Have you seen those?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Are they gas stations that sell the marijuana?
Yes. While you pull up, you can grab an ounce or get you a vape pipe and fill up your car.
Wow.
And you know, I'm a weed smoker, and I'm admittedly against this. Because no, you should not mix weed smokers and gasoline. And I saw the reason why. I actually saw somebody come up and put their money in, and they put the pump in their car. And you know how when you high, you forget. I actually saw a lady drive away with the pump in the car.
Mm-hmm. Tom, you want to take this one?
I've done that while completely sober, by the way. I'm not kidding.
Well, then that story isn't as entertaining for you.
Right.
It's funny to see somebody going down the street with that hose kind of flapping and hitting the concrete. You know, they've been sparking, not a hose is sparking, and I say no gas and grass.
Yeah, that does seem like kind of a bad idea. I think Ohio still has places where you can get drive-through booze.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
Oh, yeah.
That seems like an extraordinary
thing. It was like a 7-Eleven where you actually bring your whole car in the store.
Sure, exactly.
Now, Arsenio, are you doing a lot of a stand-up? I know you're going on a tour. You got a bunch of stops I'll talk about in just a second. Are you doing lots of stand-up? What else are you doing with your time?
Well, you know what? Okay, I am now. I had stopped doing stand-up for many years. Like when my son was born, I remember doing one of my last days, so he was like 1 year old, and I just didn't want to be on the road, and then 9/11 happened, and they was taking your toenail clipper and taking your large shampoo, and I was like, this is too much. So basically, I came off the road, and like about 3 years ago, me and Eddie Murphy were going to go on the road with Charlie Murphy, and get out there. And we hadn't done it in a while. Charlie was out there, and we were just going to get back into it. And I started working out every night, getting ready, putting the hour together. And I really missed it. I got bit by it again because it's just something I've always loved. And as usual, Eddie has too much money to keep a promise.
Yeah, he has cancellation money.
And all of a sudden, I'm out on the road at a Yuck Yucks in Claremont because he said, oh, man, no, I don't want to do that this year. And but here's the funny thing. The reason we wanted to do it because we were working on the sequel to Coming to America 2. And when I say working on it, just taking meetings, because he finally got to the place that he thought we should do the sequel, and they hired the writer of Girls Trip. Y'all know the Tiffany Haddish, Queen Latifah movie?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and he also, by the way, if you're a TV watcher, he is the creator of Black-ish for Anthony Anderson. And so basically, Paramount hired him to do the draft for Coming to America 2, and I've seen, like, two drafts at this point, so that's a go. And so I got my stand up and I'm having fun doing that. And Coming to America is coming out soon, working on a Netflix thing with Reverend Run, actually. A lot of fun things, man. I'm having a good time. And the Coming to America thing, after all these years, I think we old enough to do the barbers without makeup. So that's a must.
Yeah. Arsenio Hall is our guest. And Arsenio, you're lucky enough that you kind of have your own special response when you hit the stage. You're one of the few. Not everybody has their own sort of call, if you will, where.
And you know, there are not many animals that would make sense in that situation. You know, I'm from Cleveland, so people bark.
Right.
And that's how that started. It started years, 100 years ago when I was on The Tonight Show, and I did a thing saying I'm from Cleveland in the beginning, and there was this barking that went on, and it was like it followed me kind of the rest of my life. But, you know, meow, or there's nothing else would really work, you know. I have a friend who's from Wisconsin, and he tried having people all do a cow noise when he came out. That didn't work.
Yeah, it sounds kind of like booing.
Yeah. It really does. It's like, is Michael Cooper here? Nobody knew what was going on, you know.
It's so cool, though, because it's so organic. You know, it's not like, you know, everybody knows some guy that tried to give himself a nickname.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't take off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, growing up with the name Arsenio, was there a nickname for you, or did you go by that your whole life? What was the story?
Actually, I hated my name. Like, well, I mean, it's cool as a show business name, but when you young and you in the ghetto, you don't want to be Arsenio. You know, you want to be Dewan. Something like that. And Arsenio has optics problems. When I was in a science class, I was a little kid, and I was in a science class, and I looked at my name, or I thought I saw my name, but actually it was a list of poisons on the teacher's blackboard. You know, you know where I'm going. And,
sure.
And if you look quickly, you can drop the O on Arsenio and add a C, and it's arsenic, and that's what it looked like to me. You know, and I don't want a name that's one letter away from something horrible.
Sure.
The optics of that, that's like if your mom named you Ebola. Just one name away from something horrible. I don't want that.
God, that's funny. Well, Arsenio, when you were coming up in the early days of your stand-up, someone has to introduce you. Did they get Arsenio off the bat, or were there lots of variations and Arsene some that?
Oh, yeah. And let's see. I always wanted a nickname. And I actually, when I was a really young kid, I started out as a magician. I was a magician in Cleveland and used to do, you know, bar mitzvahs and stuff to make money. It beat a paper route, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I had a paper route.
but that's when I wanted to, you know, just have an easier name. And then there was a period when the Jackson 5 hit, and everybody in my neighborhood wanted to be named Michael, you know.
Were you the amazing Arsenio? Did you have a magician name?
I was Arsenio the Magician. There was a board. And we came up with something real special.
Hey, Arsenio, before you go, was there a particular, probably back in the day, vinyl comedy album? I love asking this because everybody kind of has one. Was there an album that you listened to over and over and over?
Oh, yeah. It was the one where Bill Cosby warned us that he would be raping soon.
Good question.
I did love Why Is There Air. I didn't realize it was so you'd have room to swallow the pills.
By the way, there was one that had a reference to Spanish Fly.
Really?
Yeah, that's. I think that's a good trivia question if you will have nothing to do later.
Is that to my brother Russell with whom I slept? What?
I swear there's one because they're going to use it in court and submit it. Oh, but he referred to Spanish Fly, which was very weird back then. You know,
That is amazing.
You're really good.
But wait. Honestly, let me answer that question honestly because there were so many great ones. I loved Red Fox. Yep. You got to wash your teeth.
Yes, we were just referencing that yesterday. Yep. Believe it or not.
And what I love is that instead of putting a nice 8x10 glossy on the cover, he had a picture of the back of a donkey and a bar of soap. I love that one. And I love the one with Carlin where he had a bunch of different identical images on the front doing different shapes.
Yep.
But Carlin was actually my favorite writer my entire life, you know.
Oh. By the way, there's a great new Gary Shandling documentary out there, and the George Carlin story is incredibly touching for those of you that haven't seen it. But Carlin once gave him a thumbs up when he was a young writer, and it really made it for him. Arsenio Hall is a terrific
comedian. Is that the Apatow thing?
Yes, it's amazing. It's about...
I'll check that out. I love Judd.
It is really... well done and very moving, very funny at times, but really complex and sad in places. But he's not sad. He's Arsenio on tour, among other spots. It's going to be the Zanies in Rosemont. I know this weekend it's Morty's Comedy Joint in Indy. Then it's Zanies coming up. Also, a whole bunch of stuff. You're going to be at the DC Improv, et cetera, et cetera. If you go to Arsenio's website, all the dates are listed.
And this is really important because this weekend at Morty's on the 6th and 7th, if you're related to Christy, you get in free.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
You shouldn't have said that.
Yes.
I have three ex-husbands, you know.
You and a friend get in free if you'll marry her.
Oh, wow. Hey, I was talking to her second ex-husband, and apparently he thinks you bit Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Arsenio, I'm getting the frantic signal. You've got work to do. Thank you so much, sir. Love your stuff.
God bless y'all. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You too, Arsenio. Thank you.
He's really good friends with George Lopez. You know that, right? He and George are pretty tight.
Yeah. Well,
in fact, George has credited Arsenio for, you know, giving him a show and, yeah.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.